What do you call this?
This is The Vibe.
You've got The Vibe.
My favorite podcast.
It's the WCLT Vibe Podcast.
Thanks to Licking Knox Goodwill.
I'm Kelsey, and talking with me is local comedian from Newark, Destin Richardson, to talk about the roast of Harry Potter that's going to be going on this Saturday night, December 9th, at Trek Brewing. Doors open at 7, show starts at 8. So, Destin, tell us about this roast. What is it all about?
So this is my fourth installment of what they're called character roast. So it's your basic Friars Club / Comedy Central roast, but instead of big famous celebrities and, you know, famous comedians, it's local amateur comedians dressed up as the characters from a franchise, and then we roast the characters as the characters.
Now, this one is the roast of Harry Potter. What can people who are maybe big Harry Potter fans expect from this roast?
So amongst our dais, we have some big time Harry Potter obsessives. You can probably guess I'm one of those. We have a couple that aren't as familiar. They've had to research on the job, but we will do some deep cuts for those that like really love the books, have like gone to other means besides just the movies. But it's also accessible enough for people that aren't as familiar if they've only seen a couple of the movies. Because a lot of the jokes will tie in like pop culture references or things from the real world. It's accessible for both big, huge fans of the series and also just your average, everyday person.
So it's comedians dressed up as some of the beloved characters from Harry Potter. Which characters will be featured in the show?
So we have obviously Harry Potter. He kind of has to be there. We have Ron, Hermione, Snape, Dumbledore, Voldemort, which that's me, Ginny, Bellatrix Lestrange, and Draco Malfoy. Also, I forgot Hagrid.
Now, for those who want to see the roast on Saturday night, how much are the tickets and where can they get them?
The best place to get tickets is on Eventbrite. Just search The Roast of Harry Potter. It's at Trek Brewing, 1486 Granville Road, Newark, Ohio. Doors open at 7 on Saturday, December 9th. The show itself, it starts at 8. Tickets are $20 before Saturday through Eventbrite, $25 day of. For those of you hearing this, you can also save $3 on your ticket by using the promo code POTTERWATCH. All capital letters, POTTERWATCH, one word. It's the radio station from the 7th Harry Potter book, so.
Oh my gosh, that's clever. I didn't even think about that. Potter Watch. So you got your discount code right there. Now, this isn't the first time you've done one of these types of roasts before. You've done other character roasts in the past. Where did you get the idea to even do these?
So I always grew up loving roasts on Comedy Central all the way back when I was an early teenager. The first idea was we did the roast of Batman. Now, if I was going to say I wanted to do a roast of Jesse Pimpinella, everybody in town would be, who's Jesse Pimpinella? But if I put him in a Batman suit, people knew Batman. You know, people have seen plenty of the movies, some have read comic books, all that. Everyone knows Batman. So that was the first thought. And because roasting, it's a very great writing exercise for aspiring comics as well, because once you get into the industry, many of your jobs as writers on like TV shows or, you know, for other projects. So it's a good skill for amateur comics to have and to hone. And this is one of the best ways to do that. And it provides the audience a really, really fun, new, kind of exciting way to view these intellectual properties that we produce.
So with that being said, I was going to ask you, what's the recipe for a good roast, or like what is something you should avoid when doing a roast?
The thing is with the roast, it is kind of one of those, it's a very no holds barred, kind of raw, unfiltered comedy. But the formula of a great roast, though, it is either pick something so short and precise, you know, don't mince your words. But every now and then, it's really fun to take them through a real long walk as well and like just really drag the bit along too. Like Gilbert Gottfried did a lot of that in his roast appearances. But yeah, there's something beauty in just, you know, being able to cut out all of the fat of a joke and just get right to the punch. Again, it's a fun challenge to be able to do.
One thing to know about this comedy performance is it will be explicit, mature content. Is there anything else that you want to add about the roast on Saturday, Destin?
I enjoy free drinks after the show. I'm a big fan of that. Any free phone numbers as well. Single women ages 18 to 59, please do apply. No, I'm kidding. So, again, like I said, the show itself, we can't have a video with it being a fan work / parody. No flash photography. It's distracting. If you flash us, we flash you. And the majority of us are not people you want flashing you.
So yes, no flash photography, or else you might see some more to the Chamber of Secrets than you anticipated for. Last question, what is your Harry Potter house?
Oh, I'm Slytherin, 100%.
Is this aside from your character on Saturday, or is this you outside
this
of
this is
character?
Me outside of it too, yes. When Pottermore first became a thing and you could take the legitimate house quiz, I purposely kind of wanted to be in Slytherin that first time, and I purposely tried to be evil, and then I went back like a couple weeks later. I was like, all right, let me see if I can actually answer this more truthfully, and I was still plenty evil, I guess. And yeah, I have the dark mark on me as well, so I've been method acting for the character for at least a solid 12 years now at this point.
You've got the vibe, powered by Licking Knox Goodwill. Listen for New Vibe, available wherever you download podcasts.